Welcome to day 93 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. I think we can finish up baptism today. We're going to be in the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 28, and we'll start with section 5. Although it is a great sin to contemn or neglect this ordinance, yet grace and salvation are not so inseparably annexed unto it as that no person can be regenerated or saved without it, or that all that are baptized are undoubtedly regenerated. For the first proposition, that it is a sin to neglect or condemn this ordinance, we look at Luke 7:30. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Compared with Exodus 4:24 and following, and it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely thou art a bloody husband. Surely a bloody husband art thou to me." So he let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision." So although it is a great sin to condemn or neglect this ordinance, yet grace and salvation are not so inseparably annexed unto it that as that no person can be regenerated or saved without it. Romans 4:11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Acts chapter 10, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God alway. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance of the sight of God. And they of the circumcision, which believed and were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And then finally, for the proposition that it is not the case that grace and salvation are so inseparably annexed unto baptism that all who are baptized are undoubtedly regenerated, we look at Acts chapter 8. Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding miracles and signs which were done. Then later, he was told, "For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Next to section 6 of chapter 28 of the Confession. The efficacy of baptism is not tied to that moment of time wherein it is administered. Yet, notwithstanding, by the right use of this ordinance, the grace promised is not only offered, but really exhibited and conferred by the Holy Ghost to such, whether of age or infants, as that grace belongs unto, according to the counsel of God's own will in his appointed time. So for the first part, the efficacy of baptism is not tied to that moment of time where it is administered. Jesus said in John 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Yet, notwithstanding, by the right use of this ordinance, the grace promised is not only offered, but really exhibited and conferred by the Holy Ghost to such, whether of age or infants, as that grace belongs unto, according to the counsel of God's own will in his appointed time. Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Ephesians 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Finally, from the chapter 28 of the Confession, section 7, the sacrament of baptism is but once to be administered unto any person. Probably a refutation of the Anabaptists who were rebaptizing themselves because they did not believe that the first baptism that was given to them by the state church was a valid baptism. Titus 3:5 is the proof text here for the proposition that the sacrament of baptism is but once to be administered to any person, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Over the larger catechism now, question 167. How is our baptism to be improved by us? Answer. The needful but much neglected duty of improving our baptism is to be performed by us all our life long, especially in time of temptation and when we are present at the administration of it to others, by serious and thankful consideration of the nature of it and of the ends for which Christ instituted it, the privileges and benefits conferred and sealed thereby, and our solemn vow made therein, by being humbled for our sinful defilement and our falling short of and walking contrary to the grace of baptism and our engagements, by growing up to assurance of pardon of sin and of all other blessings sealed to us in that sacrament, by drawing strength from the death and resurrection of Christ, into whom we are baptized, for the mortifying of sin and quickening of grace, and by endeavoring to live by faith, to have our conversation in holiness and righteousness as those that have therein given up their names to Christ, and to walk in brotherly love as being baptized by the same Spirit into one body. Okay, the needful but much neglected duty of improving our baptism is to be performed by us all our life long, especially in the time of temptation and when we are present at the administration of it to others. Colossians 2:11 and 12, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Romans 6, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The duty of improving our baptism is to be performed by serious and thankful consideration of the nature of it, and of the ends for which Christ instituted it, the privileges and benefits conferred and sealed thereby, and our solemn vow made therein. Romans 6, again, verses 3-5, know ye not that as so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. By being humbled for our sinful defilement, our falling short, and walking contrary to the grace of baptism and our engagements. 1 Corinthians 1:11-13, for it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Romans 6, again, verses 2 and 3, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? By growing up to assurance of pardon of sin and of all other blessings sealed to us in that sacrament. Romans 4:11-12. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them that are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, yet being uncircumcised. 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the flesh of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're also to improve our baptism by drawing strength from the death and resurrection of Christ, into whom we are baptized, for the mortifying of sin and quickening of grace. Again, Romans 6. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. We improve our baptism by endeavoring to live by the faith. Galatians 3:26-27. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We are to have our conversation in holiness and righteousness. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become the servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. As those that have therein given up their names to Christ. Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And finally, we improve our baptisms by walking in brotherly love as being baptized by the same Spirit into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are of the body of Christ, and members in particular. Probably something that, regardless of your view on baptism, you can agree that we need to take these steps to improve that baptism if we've been baptized. We'll come back to more tomorrow on day 94, when we pick up with the Lord's Supper.